Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Sheriff, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good. How was your summer now that it's over, about?
It's almost over. You know, it's gone by relatively quick, but it sure has been nice to have people out and about again and the celebrations in all the communities. And, you know, here we're 2 weeks away from defeat of Jesse James days. And, you know, this weekend with Labor Day, we have the Rice County gas and steam engine. So I've got three parades out there every day at noon. I get to lead the tractor parade. So
always
fun.
All right. Let's talk about the summer and the year so far. Something we've talked about, I think, every time you've been in this year.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, has been safety on the roads.
Yeah.
There's reports released earlier this week that the fatality counts in Minnesota on Minnesota roadways this year, over 300,
yeah,
which are numbers we haven't seen in
no.
decades. And we're here in Rice County, of course, we're part of Minnesota. We're not
sure.
immune to that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, 300 already. And if we stay on this pace, Jeff, we're going to reach 400, which has not happened for a long time. That's way too many people dying on our roadways. And this includes pedestrians, people on bicycles, motorcycles, and motor vehicles. Last weekend here in Rice County, we had a very tragic crash where a pickup and a golf cart collided on a county road, and the victim in the golf cart died. So that puts us at 3 fatalities for Rice County this year. And last year, we hit 10, and I do not want to get there. 3 is way too many. And the bottom line, Jeff, is these crashes all happen for a reason. And people made a choice, whether it was driving too fast, distracted, impairment, equipment, so many things. And, you know, these crashes are truly not accidents. More times than not, you know, they're preventable if people take responsibility. And so that's why we keep pounding this, you know, in the newspaper, on the radio, that people need to listen and take responsibility when they're driving, because, you know, it doesn't get any easier to go do these death notifications, and it's life-changing experiences for everybody involved. And so I just want to reiterate to everybody, please take responsibility, please plan ahead, slow down, keep the distractions aside till you get to your wherever you're going. And just last week we had our district sheriff's meeting with all the Southeast sheriffs, and we talked with our TZD director, Jessica Schleck, and we said, what can we do to, you know, what kind of things can we do to help make our areas safer in our own backyard? And we talked about a program that's been something similar to we've done before, but we're calling this Dying to Get Home. So tomorrow, Friday, at the beginning of Labor Day weekend, from 4 till 7 o'clock, all the sheriff's offices in Southeast Minnesota are going to put staff out there. We're inviting municipalities within our jurisdictions. The State Patrol is going to participate, and we're going to make ourselves very well known on roads east and west, north and south. So for Rice County, we're going to work Highway 19. So Highway 19 all the way over to Scott County, and then all the way over to the Wisconsin border in Wabasha County, Goodhue County, and then Highway 60, again, from the Waseca County line and Le Sueur County line all the way over to Wabasha County. So you're going to see more people out on those roadways, and our attention is going to be to careless driving, distracted driving, and speeding. So just want to remind everybody, please slow down. Please take responsibility when you're driving. We don't want to have to give tickets, but you know, we're doing this because we want to make a difference. We're hoping to save lives. And so I'm sure we can report more on this, and it'll be interesting to see how many contacts we have. I'd love to say, oh, yeah, we didn't have to write any tickets, but we won't know until see how people are going to behave.
Sheriff, over the course of the last, in particular, last year and a half, but it really dates back before that, we've seen just an explosion in the number of, I guess you'd call them recreational vehicles, yeah. Side-by-sides that are out there, motorcycles from off-road, on-road, and any other type of recreational vehicle. Has that played a role in it? Has it complicated the driving situation?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're last Sunday we had a they're referred to as UTVs or a side-by-side. So that's it's like an ATV, but it's got the seat in it, so you can sit two or three people. Some of them have back seats, similar to the Ranger that we have at the sheriff's office. And we had two 15-year-olds that were driving and lost control, rolled over, and were ejected. They do have seat belts in them, and they didn't wear them. They were ejected. One was airlifted. One was taken by ground ambulance. So we're seeing more and more of that. We did have a fatality involving one last year down by Nearstrand. So if you're going to be driving those on the road, you have to have lights on them. You have to have insurance. You have to have either a driver's license, or, and if you're under 16, you have to have that safety certificate for a juvenile to be driving it. And then there's rules for juveniles to also have to have helmets on. And a lot of people don't, well, speaking of, there's a side-by-side right there. So we're seeing those all over. And so, you know, study up on what the rules and the laws are. Make sure you're street legal. Make sure you have your registration on them. And then you can't drive them on a state highway, though. People need to realize you can't drive them on a state highway. They belong on the township roads and local streets. And check, if you're going to drive them in the city, make sure you check in the city with what the ordinances are.
So county roads are okay for that?
As long as they're licensed and you have a valid driver's license, yes.
All right. And I'm presuming they would have to perform all the laws and restrictions?
Yes.
Conform to those?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. You can't. It's not unlimited speed out there. We know some of those can go quite fast. Mm-hmm. So, every holiday, whether it's Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, I always have that little just nervousness about me, because I think all the extra traffic is going to be out there. People are like, this is the last hurrah of summer, and they might have a couple extra drinks, and then, oh, I'm just going to go out there and ride the four-wheeler. I'm going to take this out. I'm going to go out in the boat or the jet ski. And so please be safe this holiday weekend. Make good decisions so you can come back and celebrate future holidays with your friends and family.
Coming up next week, actually a week from today, it's Townie Night for the Defeat of Jesse James Days, and celebration actually begins next Wednesday before that, and it's kind of the biggest celebration in Rice County, you know, outside of maybe the Rice County Fair,
but
there's going to be tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people coming to Northfield and such, and that's after the weekend, after Labor Day,
yep.
And you're going to be doing the extra patrol on Labor Day. What effect does this have on staffing and the operations of the Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, like you said, this is, you know, probably the second biggest event in the county after the fair, and so we have deputies up here both patrolling in the area and helping with foot patrol downtown with the Northfield Police Department. They usually send reserves and people down to help, so we try to return that favor. So we'll be here making sure everybody's behaving and gets home safe. Take advantage of the joyride again. I heard a lot of talk. We've talked about this with our safe roads, and it sounds like some of the business people have kicked in as well as the city, and to make sure that people have a safe ride home. But then the parade, of course, it's just so cool to see everybody out and about. So I'll have the motorcycle over here to ride in the parade with the posse. And I just wish I could find a motorcycle helmet shaped like a cowboy hat, because it just seems to me that would be appropriate for the parade, to wear a cowboy hat. But
I can't believe they don't have them online somewhere.
I know. Well, yeah. You probably have to have some kind of chin strap to keep them on. But it's always fun to come over for that event and talk to people. And But yeah, so it'll be fun to see everybody out and after the parade. And again, enjoy your time and have a plan to get home safe so we don't have to interrupt anything or make any visits to people. And, you know, when people see a deputy or a trooper or a officer at the door, it's a lot of times, oh, no, what's just happened, you know, is the first thing that they think. So I don't want to have to be making those visits.
Yeah. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us. Hey, one other thing that I'd like to talk about, actually a couple of other things. One is farm safety. We've got, we're heading into the harvest season, not too far off, and it's not going to be very long before you start seeing some heavy machinery out on the countryside. And that's another thing. Going back to the driving thing, that's another thing you have to watch out for.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was thinking that on the drive over, and I'm like, yeah, before we know it, we're going to start seeing combines out there on the roads and farm trucks. So every year we tend to have one or two people that tangle with a implement of husbandry or a tractor or a combine. And usually it's because people are, it's a slow vehicle. I want to get around it. And they either go and pass and there's somebody coming the other way, or that farm equipment is making a turn and then they collide with it. So, you know, make sure you approach them cautiously. If you have to pass, you know, make sure that there's nothing coming, and pay attention to the equipment to make sure, you know, they do have signal lights on the new vehicles now. And it's important to kind of pay attention to that as well. So, so if you see them making a left turn, give them room and then speed up. But the farmers also have to have the slow moving vehicle placards on there as well. But yeah, again, let's be safe, because when you tangle with the big combine, usually you're not going to win if you're in a passenger car.
No, so. No, not at all. Size usually wins. Hey, one final note. We had our County Commissioner Galen Mollica in yesterday to talk a little bit about county stuff, and along with defeat days. He's the general chair, of course, and he mentioned that as far as the Rice County Jail goes, negotiating process have begun.
Very close, I've told. Very close. Hopefully we're going to have this land locked in, and then we're meeting every other week with the planning of the new jail LEC and what that's going to look like and making tweaks and such. So I'm hoping by our next meeting, which is about two weeks away, we will have some land secured, and then we can put our plans onto that land and say, okay, here's how this is going to look and what do we have to start doing to move things around. And again, our hope is that we're breaking ground by next spring. And it's about a 2.5-year process from once they break ground to move in ready. And then in that time, we will have staff working to, you know, with a larger building, a few more beds, but specifically more beds that meet our classification and our needs with mental health and special housing and maximum, how that's going to look and what do we have to modify for policies, those kind of things. You know, I shared with our Rice County Criminal Justice Committee, you know, some of the things, and talking to public defenders and the judges, and everybody's excited that, you know, this is way overdue. And when somebody does need to be in jail to be able to provide the treatment and the recreation and the special things that they need while they're there. So it's our hope that, you know, we can help them help themselves so that they won't come back and make them a better citizen. And you know, we don't want them to come back to the jail. I'd love to see our jail population decrease, but that's not the way things have trended. So we're excited that we're moving forward. And we're still, it's a long process, but again, we're making progress, and the biggest next step is securing that land.
From a sheriff's standpoint, your role in this, I guess going forward from here right now, is Is it just basically a consultation type thing on how, you know, the building applies to law enforcement?
Yes, yes. Okay. And what, you know, we have our jail administrator, assistant jail administrator. We have our buildings and maintenance. So talking about where mechanical stuff should go, where do we put HVAC, all those things. So everybody's got some input. We have the county attorney there because we're talking about having a hearing room. So we don't necessarily have to take everybody out for court, and if we can maybe do initial hearings right at the jail, how this is going to look, and whether we bring a judge in there or whether we're going to do it by Zoom with the person in a hearing room, those kind of things. And then again, sometimes you have medical or behavioral issues where it's not safe to take people out, and so to be able to have a secure place within the jail that we can hold those hearings, it just makes sense. So it's been a long time coming, Jeff. And again, mm-hmm. I appreciate the commissioners working with us and the citizens asking those questions and how we can make this better. And this is going to make it better for everybody here in Rice County and those we serve.
All right, Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
we certainly,
Jeff,
appreciate it.
Have a great, safe Labor Day weekend. Hope to see people at Defeat of Jesse James Days.
I'm sure you will. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn.